Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Various information in regard to the King Messiah, based on the Torah, Talmud, and authentic commentaries. Obligation of Jews for awaiting the King Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, according to the Torah. And after this, the children of Israel shall return and shall seek their Lord, their God, and David, their king, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. And they shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the last days. Hosea 3:5. The importance of waiting for the King Messiah. In Tractate Sanhedrin 97b of the Talmud, the importance of waiting for the King Messiah is emphasized. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it, King Messiah, shall speak, and not lie. Though he, King Messiah, tarry, wait for him, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. What is meant by, but at the end it shall speak, we, Yafea, and not lie? R. Samuel B. Nachmani said in the name of R. Jonathan, for they would say, since the predetermined time has arrived, and yet he has not come, he will never come. But even so, wait for him. As it is written, though he tarry, wait for him. Should you say, we look forward to this coming, but he does not. Therefore Scripture saith, and therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. Isaiah 30:18. But since we look forward to it, and he does likewise, what delays his coming? The attribute of justice delays it, because we still do not deserve it. For hoping, as it is written, blessed are all they that wait for him. The strife and unrest amongst nations at the time of the King Messiah's emergence. In a commentary on the end of times, compiled in 845 AD, the strife and unrest amongst nations at the time of the King Messiah is described. However, just previous to these favorable events, the nations of the world will be in strife. Rabbi Isaac taught, in the year in which the King Messiah reveals himself, all the kings of the nations of the earth will be at strife with one another. Importance of the King Messiah for Jews. In the Midrash Tanhum, the commentary on the Torah, it is stated that this is the King, the Messiah, and he was more exalted than Abraham, more extolled than Moses, higher than the archangels. From the 13th century commentary Yalkut, this refers to the King Messiah, because he is greater than the patriarchs, as it is said, my servant shall be high and lifted up and lofty exceedingly. He will be higher than Abraham, lifted up above Moses, loftier than the ministering angels. Some sections of the 18th century Torah commentary titled Likuti Halakhot by the well-known scholar Rabbi Naaman, Influence of the King Messiah over People. Fine oils and perfumes attract people. Like fine oil, Mashiach will have the power to draw the whole world to his teachings. The spirit of Mashiach is the ray of hope, to which we can cling, the sweet-smelling fragrance of joy and expectation that everything will turn out for the best. King Messiah will not shed blood. Mashiach will conquer the entire world without firing a single shot. The prophecies by the prophets are signs for the King Messiah. Rambam, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, or Maimonides, writes that the differing prophecies should be accepted as allegories until Mashiach himself comes. We will then see them unfolding before our eyes and understand their intent retroactively. The King Messiah is determined in destiny, but Mashiach was created and prepared for his mission prior to the creation of the world. Superior morals of the King Messiah, and that God will give success to him. Jews believe that the King Messiah will not be selected by men because God has chosen him for this mission. Mashiach will be born from man and woman as any other human being. He will be very righteous and perform many meritorious deeds, thereby constantly elevating himself. His efforts will ultimately bring him to a very exalted level, at which point he will be able to receive Yekidah, the unique soul that was prepared for him prior to creation. He will then realize who he is and what his mission will be. He will be endowed by heaven with the power to fulfill his task. King Messiah will be the means to draw people closer to God. This is the meaning of the verse, "I will place my spirit within you, and I will cause you to follow my decrees." "I will cause" means that God will cause something. Through that something, you will follow my decrees. That something is Mashiach. Mashiach will have the ability to attract people by drawing them close to God. This is the subject of our sage's statement in the Talmud, Sukkah 52a. In the future, the evil inclination will be slain. www.harunyaya.com